Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie alumni Luke Johnson about directing at the Opus Honor Choir concert. The Opus Choir is performing on Thursday, and you are the director for it, correct?
Yes, so there are four different Opus Honor Choirs at the different levels. So there's one with 5th and 6th grade students, mixed choir, and then there's a 7th, 8th grade boys honor choir, a 7th, 8th grade girls honor choir, and then a 9th grade mixed chorus. I was actually asked to direct the 9th grade mixed chorus, which is wonderful and exciting, but I think the most exciting aspect of it all was I am a graduate of Mid Prairie High School, and I was selected to be in the Opus Honor Choir as a student, and I got to be in the 7th, 8th grade boys chorus, and then I was also in the 9th grade mixed chorus. So having gotten to do the Opus experience twice as a student, and then now getting to be involved as the director as an adult, it definitely is like a circle of life moment. I'm very excited to get to be involved in this way.
There is one Mid-Prairie student that will be in the 9th grade honor choir with you. If you could sit down with him and give him some advice, what would you tell him?
I think probably the most important thing that I want to make evident is the fact that an experience like the Opus Honor Choir or later on in high school in the Allstate Music Festival can actually spark someone's desire to be involved in an activity like that for the rest of their lives. And I would say that being in the 7th, 8th grade boys honor choir first, it was the first time that I'd ever been in a choir, definitely of all young men, but not only was it a group of young men that all wanted to be there, which is not always the case in your small town choir, but also you were surrounded by students that could really, really sing and sing well. And it was very inspiring, and it got me thinking that maybe this is something that I could do with my life. And I went on then in high school to audition and be selected for the Allstate Chorus, which was only more of one of those experiences. It just fed that desire even more to want to do this full-time as a career, and went to school for music and started teaching, and now I'm where I'm at today. And it's a really cool moment for a lot of those students, because for the first time, many of them will be experiencing this amazing musical product that might inspire them to decide to go into music someday.
Is it daunting to conduct 180 students at once?
It actually isn't. What's more daunting is that this is going to be in front of, in some cases, some of the teachers that I looked up to as a student myself. The audience is enormous because it's not only all the family members, the moms, dads, grandmas, younger brothers, aunts, uncles of the students, but it's also all the directors of the students participating. And so all I've been thinking about as of late is wanting to make it a musically enriching experience for the students, but also for the families involved and the directors, because I remember years and years of sitting in the Opus concert watching students of mine and also wanting to be inspired by the literature that was chosen by those directors, or watching them do warm-ups with the students in rehearsal and wanting to be inspired by them. So I see it as a great honor, but I also see it as a great responsibility that it's my job for that day to inspire everybody involved. And as far as the number, 180 seems like a lot, but as being the 9th grade Opus Honor Choir director this year, I've been asked to do two other festivals across the state, one in the Quad Cities for their Metro Fest, where all the Quad City schools get together and sing their fall concert together. And I directed the America the Beautiful that is on the Allstate concert. And I directed a choir of 993 students on that piece. So I would say that 180 is nothing compared to that.
Have you had a chance to rehearse with them this week, or are they kind of coming in cold to you?
It's a come-in-cold situation, obviously with it being the highest honor for a middle school student. The directors of those students are preparing those kids tirelessly as we lead up to the festival. But it's really just a day of rehearsal, and it's really not even a day because the concert's at 4. So we'll have a morning rehearsal and then an early afternoon rehearsal, and then the concerts there in the late afternoon, and hopefully with their ample preparation leading into the day and then also all the work that we're able to do together, it'll come together and be a really, really wonderful presentation to the audience at 4 o'clock.
Anything else that you'd like to let people know about?
I would just like to say thank you to everybody in the Washington County area that years ago were so supportive and kind and encouraging, not only to me, but to everybody that I was in class and growing up with, because I look back on my experience in Mid Prairie with all the activities, but also with the 4-H. I was very involved in Washington County 4-H program, and I grew so much through that experience because of the support that I got and of the experiences that I got to have. And I think, like you were saying before, what kind of advice I would give to young people being involved, to be involved, because it's those experiences that make you well-rounded and ready to tackle things down the road.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Luke Johnson. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.